Oh,
that's right.
So we've been doing all...
Welcome to the Square Table, episode 106. I'm your host, Lawrence of America.
Man, that's with really... That's really mellow. We smoked a big hoodie before the show.
That's only the irredeemable goer. I'm pretty sure Adam Normal...
I am here.
As Rastafarian as the irredeemable goer.
I don't know why you have to bring... Why do you have to stereotype Rastafarians into a single stereotype, man? I don't appreciate it.
I am not stereotyping Rastafarians.
And I'm not under any influence. I was just saying your mellow tones. You're like,
this is after dark.
It was. I was expecting to hear like thunder rolling in the distance. You know, the quiet storm.
Yeah.
Right. Here's some Kenny G. You know how every a Kenny G impression. You know how every Kenny G concert ends? Hey, buddy, wake up. The concert's over. You need to go home.
Get out of here.
Get out of here. But yeah, Adam's here. Did you say your name, Adam?
No, he said my name for me.
Damn it. It's like we're invalid. We can't even say our own names.
And people wonder why I think you're under the influence. Get your own name.
I'm here. What are we talking about today, Larry? What's on your agenda? Oh, I was just talking about my job. I'm building computers this week. And it's weird because, I mean, and I do this in my own life, but there's no money on the line when I wait like weeks and weeks to clean out my fridge. But we knew we had this project coming. I mean, months and months and months and months ago, we've been selling it, you know, for months and months and months. And we are like, I was at work till 8:30 last night, Bill, just changing settings on a computer, you know? And it's just weird. I just don't think it's... I mean, you guys work at places. Just
welcome to corporate America.
I'm serious. Dude, is this how it is?
Is this how it is, man?
When I worked for a nonprofit...
For the viewer's record, Gomer has been a...
Yeah, I've been a state...
Domestic...
Yeah.
He's been a housewife.
Engineer.
Domestic engineer.
That's a great term for it. I have stay at home
parent.
Yeah,
whatever.
While I was in college, getting my degree.
Yeah.
But before that, I worked almost a decade at a nonprofit, and we got shit done. Stuff needed to be done. Hey, let's get it done.
Okay. People cared about. Yeah,
exactly. I think that's maybe
people
what it is.
Care.
I care at my job. I give a damn. I'm in customer service for the most part.
That's
exactly right. I have only been there about 6 or 7 months, so maybe that's what it is, and I'm just not disenchanted yet. You know,
eventually that care will just wash away. This is all the good vibes stuck on you from working.
Well, I busted my ass. My boss came to me today, and he's like, "Hey, man, I know you worked over, and you worked half a day Monday, and you were almost thinking about canceling a dentist appointment so you could hang out and get this done." I didn't. I still went to the appointment. But anyway, so when do you want to take that time off? You know, when do you? I was like, "Dude, we got a lot to get done. This is important."
Like,
week.
You gotta take that time off this week because we're not paying you overtime.
Well, I told him, I was like, "Listen, I'm sort of salary anyway. We do it a kind of differently, but I'm basically salary, but." I was just like, man, let's not worry about that, you know. Let's not, you know, worry about that till later, you know. After this is done, after
salary is absolute. There's no sort of.
Well, it's like a mom and pop sort of business, so technically I'm salary, but they do it hourly. But they just do it the same every week, no matter how many hours I take. And then
that
they just
stupid.
And then they just deduct, you know, if I take time off, they deduct what's called pay time. Well, man, you don't need to get into the human resources aspect of my job. Just let me finish this part. I was like, no, dude, I'll take my time off, you know, when we're done, after it's done. He's like, okay, cool. I'm going to leave for a couple hours. I'll be back later. I was like, what do you mean? Where are you going? I'm sitting there doing three computers at once, you know, answering calls. I don't know. It's just weird.
Sounds like violation of the labor laws.
I'm not a kid. What do you mean? What are you talking about? I'm salary.
Okay. You said you're salary, but then you say you're hourly. I don't get it.
Okay. No, it's
and
not.
So we can talk more about that.
Yeah, that's not interesting at all. It's just, I am, I mean, are people really like
people.
That? You could go to Facebook, see if anybody... Yeah.
Yes.
What was it? Knights of the.
Yeah, geeks.
Table?
Yeah, geeks of the square
geeks
table.
Of the square
table.
Yes.
Of the square table. That's what we're. I'll let y'all do your shit.
On the Facebook page, there was I put a note that I was coming up here, and I asked if anybody had anything interesting to say. So, I mean, do you have internet access, Larry? Do you have access to that? Maybe we could see if they have something to talk about. Because you're sitting there yawning. You're sitting there yawning like we're boring the shit out of you.
Well, you are talking about labor.
I'm sorry. I'm talking about people procrastinating and not giving a damn. I thought that was important moral shit.
And I'm trying to show you examples of people not giving a damn.
Dude.
And procrastinating.
Perfect.
But no, actually, I'm tired. I've just had a really long weekend.
It's Wednesday. It has a long weekend.
It's been a long weekend.
My weekend lasted till Tuesday night.
Well, yeah.
That sucks.
Yes and no.
Are you still moving stuff in from?
Well, it's
is that what you were doing though?
Fine, no. Okay, so there is. For those of you who are familiar with the inner workings of the comic book and board game and sports cards industry.
Oh, okay.
There is a company called.
One guy probably out there.
There's a company called Southern Hobby.
I know of Southern Hobby.
Southern Hobby Supply.
Yeah, very well known.
Yes, they sell bags and boards. A lot of they make their own boards and they truck deliver them to comic book stores all over.
Those are the bags and boards I use, I think.
Well,
I think that's
bags,
my brand.
I'm pretty sure
it's like a condom. You go with
the
a certain
bag,
brand every time that you trust.
Yeah, the
it's the truth.
By Ultra Pro, the boards are labeled Southern Hobby.
Exactly.
But anyway,
it's like when you can buy Kroger like ham and cheese.
So you've probably seen it, and most of the Americans probably seen their logo, at least heard their name. You know, and of course they sell a lot of board games and stuff like that.
Yeah, just comic book stuff that isn't comic books.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
And you know, and they also do a lot of sports cards and stuff.
Yeah.
Alright, so anyway, they do a retailer summit once a year.
Oh, okay.
And so because they know a lot of people work on comic books, a lot of the smaller stores are closed Monday and Tuesday. So their retailer summit lasts Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday.
Well, that's smart.
Makes sense.
That's
yeah.
smart.
Right, because comic book stores,
they're
store
busy.
Stars,
you
really
can't.
Busy
I'm not
Friday
leaving
Saturday.
Friday Night Magic to come hear you talk about Friday Night Magic.
Exactly.
That's stupid. A great idea. Good job, Southern Hobby.
You know,
excellent.
Yeah, and they've been doing this for years.
Okay.
And they always they make it a big party. And
that's
then
cool.
There's all the of course you know, they have a sales floor. Where
what did they have like party wise? Was it good food or was it?
Well, you know, they start out with Sunday. They do 11 a.m. They start with football. You know, you can watch. They truck everybody out to a bar downtown Bailey's.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, give everybody lunch and dinner and free booze
at Bailey's. Mm.
And then
they went all out for that. Never. That's just the first day, though. I'll give them the benefit.
Just what. All those people, though,
you cater something like that. It's an open bar
at Bailey's.
At Bailey's.
Oh well, that's worth it. Anything you want, or
then,
just beer.
Usually,
white Russians all around.
I usually skip the Bailey's part because it's like football and game and board games and stuff.
Well,
then,
you kind of like that though.
No, okay.
You and Amanda could have made a night of it, maybe.
They do a dinner thing.
Okay.
And that's back at the Marriott or whatever. Mm. They do a game night, and that's usually sponsored by one company or another.
Fun.
This time it was sponsored by Asmodee. And everybody got, they broke everybody into groups of four, and everybody played a game of Splendor.
Okay.
And the winner. Then they randomly, everybody then was assigned a color.
The winners of those games.
Well, everybody on the in each table out of four was assigned a color.
All right.
And they randomly chose a color to win the demo copy.
Oh, okay.
Then they took the people
who won.
Then they randomly selected some tables, and the people that didn't win the demo table had a chance at a drawing.
Sure.
To win a few other cards.
Okay, swag. They get swag away. That's fine.
That was all Asmodee. And then, you know, they served dinner. In this case, we mentioned it was all Jet's Pizza.
Oh, I love Jet's Pizza.
But also,
as far as chains go, Jet's is really good.
They still had the open bar.
That's why you're tired. You just got plastered this week. Like, dude, I was so drunk, and I bought like 1,000 magic cards. I have no idea why.
Actually, I didn't drink any at all that day.
Of the free booze. You didn't even, like, take a jug with you and say, yes, just give me a bottle of Crown Royal for my friend, please.
Here's the thing. Like, last year, of course I got plastic.
Yeah.
But you're sitting there trying to play all these games.
That's the best part.
It's so hard. Because you're trying to learn all these games. I'm like...
So these games, like...
I've been drinking Gentleman Jack and Coke and...
Estimated play time, 10 to 15 minutes. Yeah. 2 hours later, you are still in the instruction book.
Well, and sometimes you're with the designer of these games, and then you're like...
Dude, that is so fun. Yeah, that's like reading a comic with the writer just being wasted. But say, dude, your comic sucks.
Right, exactly. Sometimes you just want to say, this game is stupid.
Yes.
What the? And, you know, I felt so bad.
You're afraid if you'd have drank that you would have beaten up a game creator. You got in a fight with him. And I know you would have won because you would have had Larry drunk rage. And, you know, just killed this game creator. It would have been on the news. At least we'd have something cool to talk about.
No, but, you know, it really, I'm interested in learning about the new games and everything.
Sure,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, you know, and then the next day they do all the retailer or all the suppliers like Ultra Pro, Wizard of the Coast. Shootout Road, Fantasy Flight Games, all these different makers do a huge booth. And it's just like a convention. It's like a Comic-Con.
For games.
For games, only without the cosplay.
Are there people there, like famous people, besides creators? Like artists show up sometimes to these?
They did actually have a guy from The Walking Dead doing signings this year.
Like who?
You
don't even remember him.
No, I can't remember the character's name.
Oh.
So it wasn't a big one.
He died.
No, he was one of the governor's guys.
The Latino guy? Him, yeah. Chavez, they call him by his last name.
Yeah.
Alvarez. I thought it was kind of stereotypical just to call him by his last name.
But, I mean,
I'm sure he has a first
name. His name was Santiago or something.
Yeah, I do remember him. That's the one the governor owned, threw him in the zombie pit. Poor guy.
So it was cool.
Yeah.
You know, which was just weird. But, you know, they also forced.
Maybe he's a fan of games, too. Maybe he was, like, hanging out.
They do a lunch. They do huge drawings. They gave away a car. You know.
They gave away a car?
Yeah.
What kind of car did they give away?
Chevy Volt.
Was it, like, painted up like a game?
Well, that's it.
Did you get, like, Settlers of Catan, like Ford Focus or something?
They paint it with your store logo.
Oh.
They wrap it in
that,
store.
Yeah.
You come up with the design and they wrap it for you.
Man, I would want an outright geekery one. That would be sweet.
Yeah, and of course they give you...
And a new car would be sweet. Because my piece of crap don't shift right.
Gift certificates for merchandise in the warehouse. Yeah. Give away a couple of $500 merchandise certificates.
Fun.
I want a big Wizards countdown clock for a round timer and a bunch of old...
Oh, neat. Is that here?
They're having to ship me the clock, actually.
Oh, that's lame. But cool. That's cool that they had all this stuff. So they gave away a bunch of crap.
Well, then in all
but it's all sponsored. Like, the car is sponsored.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's like 50-50. They put in a lot of cost and everything. But, of course, I get demo copies of all these different games and stuff, too.
Yeah. Well, they're hoping that you like the game and play it with customers.
And that's what... So a lot of them...
Well, and there is open game day up here at Comic City, too, like every other Sunday, right?
Like every Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, just bring a game
or
come and ask for a game.
Like I say, I get all these demo games. We let people play them. Even if we're not, quote, demoing, you're more than welcome to come play these games. I got my hands on some games that aren't even out yet.
Dude, I came up here for a game day and played Ticket to Ride. And fell in love with that game, bought it, took it home. The moments I've had with my kids playing that game have just paid for that game over and over and over again.
Yeah.
We've had such a good time playing that game. And that probably wouldn't have been a big game if not for some summits like these. So that's cool.
Right. So it's a great way.
Yeah.
So I played games all night. You know,
awesome. That's just a dream for you. That's just like vacation.
So the next day, of course, they do.
I'm tired from all this fun I had. I'm pooped.
So on Monday night after the sales floor demos, they do an after party with free dinner.
And booze.
Another open bar.
And gaming.
You got wasted at this one, right, when the gaming was done, right? A little bit. He doesn't want to admit it.
He can get past two open bars, but three.
Yeah, dude.
Well, no, I mean, I didn't have to work the next day when the start of that.
Yeah, yeah.
I was planning on being out, because here's the other thing. Sure, they have an open bar till midnight,
yeah.
But they have starting at 7:30 in the morning.
All right, so would you be allowed to cover something like this as a member of the press?
There is a guy.
Because I want to go next time for our geeker and get
a guy.
I will drink all your free drinks.
Have you ever heard of David Lowry?
It rings a bell, actually.
He has done a bunch of board game videos, and he was actually recording a bunch. And I said, oh, hey, you do the board game reviews and stuff like that. And he does a bunch of those.
Yeah. He's got a YouTube page.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure you can find that. You still need to go to the Facebook and look at that comment, too, see if anybody wants us to talk about it.
I know I'm always getting through various board game groups, you know, I'm a member of on Facebook. I get, you know, videos and stuff.
That's probably where. Well, it's probably where I've seen it.
Recognized him.
Sure.
Awesome. You know, so yeah, that he was doing had a little booth and you know doing coverage of the new games and everything and.
Wow.
It is really neat to actually talk to the people that created and a lot of these smaller companies. Sure, you know, most people have heard of Mayfair or Days of Wonder or Fantasy Flight.
Definitely.
Or Wizards of the Coast.
Mm-hmm.
But have you heard of, you know, Stoneblade Entertainment, R&R Games? You know,
yeah.
A lot of these smaller games, Great Fox.
Game companies.
You know, and some of the, like, rather dashing.
Yeah,
they're a neat game company. Essentially, they're like three people.
That's awesome.
You know?
That's so cool. Yeah. And they have to be fans of the games the same way the people who are there at the show are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you
know, it's not just some PR guy,
like,
you know?
Hey, I designed this game.
Yeah, that's my art on there, yeah.
You know? And this is what I love about this game.
Yeah. Yeah.
And these are these other games that my buddy designed, and you know, this is our sales rep guy, you know.
And this is us. This is our company.
This is our company. You've just met the entire staff.
Yeah. That's cool.
That's really cool.
That is. It's really amazing that they're able to get that, you know, through the channels that we get overseas where you can get really cheap manufacturing on this stuff. That three people are able to have a game company that is able to go to a show like this, you know. And I know it's an industry show, you know. But still, it's very exciting.
Yeah.
It's got to be difficult for you to go and not be able to talk and rave with everybody, you know, because there's so many people there, it's probably hard to do. You know? I said, you know, Larry, dead air.
Well, no, I was like, why are you talking about me on Facebook? Why are you trying to trash me on Facebook?
No, I wasn't trashing. I put you in it because I figured you would be the one with internet. You are the producer, Larry.
All right. Have
podcast time.
Garfield love lasagna. I think it's odd, and I always wonder why. Most cats don't enjoy food that's hot.
Food that's hot? Or are they saying that Garfield eating food is hot? Eating people food is hot?
No, he's saying that
eating food that is
really hot.
Than room temperature.
Well, you know, all cats are different, and I think that's
bullshit.
Racist.
That's bullshit.
I think it's
I came
cat
home
racist.
With KFC yesterday.
Oh!
And my cat straight up hopped up on the table
and was like, oh, give me that.
Snatched a chicken leg.
Like, literally grabbed it and
ran.
What? And what?
So,
that's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
So, yes, Adam has a story about hot food. That is brilliant. That cat's a chicken thief, dude.
Yeah.
That's a great story.
Of course, one of Richie said he was found near an Italian joint and raised in a lasagna pan as a kitten. And of course, lasagna.
I believe that Richie would definitely know that answer. That's probably from the Garfield Origin book.
Is this like our
available
first,
at Comic City
is this
too?
Like our first like ask us.
Yeah, it's kind of like ask us questions. Yeah. You have any questions? I put that on there before I left work today.
So, that's it?
Is that all the questions?
We got the Garfield question.
We got the Garfield question.
Damn, you losers. Follow.
I should
have put it on the Outright Geekery page, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
But, yeah, if you have questions and you want them answered, you can ask them at the Outright Geekery Facebook page. You can email us, outrightgeekery@gmail.com.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Or Twitter. We also
have
Twitter.
We have a Gmail.
We have a fancy Gmail account. I think we're also geeks at outrightgeekery.com.
I don't think
anyone's checking that. I needed to get with David and see if anybody's checking that.
Yes.
But send email there. It's okay. It'll never get answered. Just send it there.
Yes.
Larry's trying to read. It's a challenge. It's longer than a magic card text.
It definitely presents a problem. It has to be in 150 characters or less,
yes.
Or War and Peace tone. One or the other. But basically, all right.
No middle ground at all.
Leone's Italian restaurant, according to the television special, Garfield 9-5. And he ate all the pasta inside and lasagna inside.
Awesome.
Thus developing his love and obsession for lasagna and pizza.
I've got to say I dig lasagna. I would say manicotti is probably my favorite Italian dish, but lasagna is a very, very close second.
We really have nothing to talk about.
We can talk about some comics or some TV.
Well,
I'm just going with the flow, guys. Larry's the producer.
Talk about some of these games.
Well, go ahead, mention one of these new games coming out.
Yeah, that's originally why I was...
Okay, go ahead.
So
I sidetracked us with Garfield.
That is definitely a good idea, the having the Facebook post.
Yeah.
In fact, I encourage anybody listening to constantly send Gomer questions.
Yeah.
Maybe even if you happen to be an overweight person, send him pictures of blubber.
No, don't. I'll post them online, and I will post your name, too.
Blur your face.
Yeah, blur your face. I'm going to put your email address on it.
Simple pictures from the people of Walmart page.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
See, he's actually unaware what blubber looks like.
Don't do that.
Nothing but bones.
Don't do that. It's my gift. It's my curse. I can't help it.
Yeah, there was a lot of hype about this game called Race to the North Pole, which is a Finnish game.
From Finland.
Designed by a guy in Finland who was there. One of those companies of two
people. Wow. He came in from Finland to Nashville.
So his accent was a little thick.
So is yours.
Just a little bit.
So is yours.
Yeah. I'm sure it was, but he was drinking more than me.
Awesome. Yes. That was my next question. How sloshed was the Finn?
Yeah, but the thing is, it's
cold. There's nothing else to do but drink. Sorry, Larry. There's a labyrinth.
A labyrinth that you go to, and you play these moves, and it tells you, play these cards and tell you which way you can move your character. You know, how many spaces, and all this other stuff. And they all have a storm count. When the storm count adds up to a certain number, the board spins around.
Oh, weird. Okay.
And it's a two-part board. The round part top has all these clear spaces. And so when the board turns, your characters are on top of the board. They're in different spots. And
the paths are underneath it.
Are
underneath.
Everywhere.
So it's like you get lost in a snowstorm.
Exactly.
Oh, that's brilliant.
And it was a neat little concept.
That's a cool concept.
And it seemed neat, cartoon, a little art.
So were there any special cards or just path cards?
I didn't actually get to play that.
Oh, man, bummer.
But it looked pretty neat.
What was the name of this?
Race to the North Pole.
Race to the North Pole. Sounds fun. That sounds cool.
That looked the coolest to me was called Champions of Midgard.
Okay. Right? It sounds like a Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, it sounds fantasy. Go ahead, explain it to us.
Oh, Vikings. Okay, that's right, Vikings.
So,
Thor. I don't know why I went to Third or Middle Earth. I went to Thundercats for a second. Sorry.
It was a worker placement type game. So,
what does that explain that?
Worker placement is where you have workers or peoples that you place them in certain spots to do action. And each spot is a different type of action.
Sort of like a real-time strategy game in a computer. Sort of like Warcraft.
Nothing like Warcraft.
Warcraft, you set people to do jobs. You have people do work for you. And you collect resources. Okay, go ahead, Larry. So you set people to collect resources. Are there different sorts of people, or you just set ones for the same one for different jobs? I'm sincerely interested. I was simply asking questions. We don't have video, so no one knows that you're glaring. I want to know the answer.
Then I have to glare hard.
Yeah, so they can hear it. Okay, so you have people that you set to do different tasks to gather resources.
Okay. So the board in a worker placement game will usually have squares or something. Worker placement is a genre.
Yeah.
The quick summary of this game is it's a worker placement game with dice-driven combat.
Oh, fun.
That would be the quick summary.
Okay.
All right. For those of you familiar with board games, y'all might understand what it is. So if you have no concept, you have these meeples, you have a certain number, they represent your Vikings.
Okay.
All right. And then you have warriors that you can put them in certain spots, let you recruit certain types of warriors. They were represented by dice.
All right.
And those dice, when you're involved in a battle, you roll them, and certain ones have more attacks. Some of them have more defenses.
Fun.
And obviously, the easier to acquire ones have more blank spots.
So it's like Settlers of Catan meets Magic the Gathering, kind of.
Only
no, not at all.
You
have combat. Don't make it weird. Just say no, Gomer. Yeah. Just say no. It's nothing like that.
Honestly, it sounds like a turn-based strategy game.
It sounds like a turn-based strategy to me, too. It sounds like a board game that used to be like Warcraft. Like, you send people to get your resources, and then you attack people. But it sounds great. What is that called? Midgard? We're with you, buddy. We're here. We love the sound of this game. We're not talking smack comparing it to a computer game. Why are you taking that like personally that we like computer games?
Or StarCraft are real time. This is not a real time game.
That's why I said turn-based.
Yeah, turn-based.
Oh, okay.
Behind a turn-based comparison.
I hate turn-based strategy games. God, they're boring. Like Pokemon. Pokemon's so boring. I'm not saying that this game is boring because you're playing it with other people. You know?
You don't like the crowd of Pokemon?
That will let you know the level of intelligence that Gummer's dealing with.
I must be missing something.
Considering Pokemon a strategy game.
It is a strategy game. It is.
Send your emails to... what was that game called? Conquest of Midgard? Is that what you call it? Champions of Midgard. I was close. Champions have to conquest. Conquistadors. So, who was that from? What company was that from?
Conquistadors. Really?
Conquest. What company was that from?
Spanish.
It'll be in the expansion. What company was that from?
That was from a company called Gray Fox Games.
Awesome. And they're middle of the road, huh? They're not really
small.
Oh, okay.
They have about 3 titles out so far.
Yeah, that's good. So those were some of the better sounding games that you saw or played?
That one was a real fun game.
You got to play that one.
It plays similar to a game called Lords of Waterdeep, so we played that.
That sounds like a D&D game.
It is a D&D themed game.
Waterdeep.
But so basically, you have Vikings, you can recruit more warriors, you can either fight trolls or monsters or go sailing on a journey. And at the end of the game,
we're still on the Midgard game?
Yes. Well, because you keep interrupting me.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to get a bearing. I'm trying to figure out what it's all about.
You've never actually played a worker placement game, have you?
I guess not.
So, at the end, it's all about gathering honor.
Okay.
So and that's okay. How you win. You know, there's various things you can do: fighting monsters, gathering your honor. And, you know,
okay.
Completing these quests and journeys and everything. They all gather up honor. Whoever has the most honor at the end wins.
Fun.
Of course, there's things you can do to dishonor other people.
Oh, okay. So, fun.
That's the, and of course, only one person can take each action each round. So it's played over 8 rounds.
Yeah. But let me ask, may I ask one question about the game? So am I playing against you, or am I sort of playing the board trying to win the board? That's a yes or no. Sorry, just kidding. Oh, okay. Okay.
The board is not going to beat you. We are both playing against each other. But we're not fighting
board.
Each other.
I'm with you. Okay.
We're both playing against the board.
Yeah.
Competing with each other.
There's a limited number of resources, and we're
right.
competing for
like
those.
We're basically we're running yeah. through an obstacle course, trying to see who can finish the best.
Okay.
Not
fighting each other.
Fighting each other. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah,
well, that's fun.
There's
I need to play more
one
games,
they had,
man.
I guess. Like called Captain's Wager, which was a kind of a betting, bluffing type game. It was really good.
Okay,
yeah,
who's that from?
It's from the same people.
Oh, fun!
And it was a faster paced game.
Oh, okay.
And it was kind of like a steampunk poker.
Weird.
That sounds interesting.
It does sound interesting.
We'll have it here in the shop. That one just came out.
Comic City 2.
Demos. And it's a quick game. I'll play it with y'all. You'll like it. If you like poker, you'll like this. It's
you know, I'm not a fan of poker. I'm not. You brought it up. If you're a fan of poker. I'm
not saying
that this
you
is
have
poker.
To be a fan of poker.
You're saying
but if
you
you're
are,
a fan
okay.
of that genre type of gambling betting games.
Fun.
That's really simple.
Yeah. Did anyone get really like bad wasted at the bar and like make a scene? Was there anything fun like that? Like flip boards and stuff. Or your game
so you
sucks.
Start talking about board games, and you're just stuck.
I want the.
Was anybody an asshole?
Yeah. Was anybody stupid?
No.
It sounds like a good time, though. I know, so.
He's like, I fuck this game. I hate this game.
Yeah, and then,
that's my Larry impression.
There's some other games out there. There's a lot of expansions for current games on the market.
Oh,
you know,
that's cool. That's really cool.
Rather Dashing had some tile-based games. There's this Ghostbusters game that's about to come out from Cryptozoic.
Neat. Probably fall in line with the new film.
Well, no, I think it's going to be based on the old stuff.
Sure.
Well, yeah, but it'll probably come out around the time.
It's coming out this Friday.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
cool.
I don't
cool.
know when the new film's coming
next
out.
Next year sometime, next year, I think. Yeah.
This was already kickstarted. It's one of those, Kickstarter is one of those things. I like it because small companies can get out there if they want. But if they do it right, they should be able to fund their other games after that.
You don't
did
like
you
it when
companies
big companies.
Doing it?
Well, Archie Comics got some flack for that, for crowdsourcing books, and they're like, wait a minute, you're Archie freaking Comics.
Right.
But really, they did that for promotional purposes.
Right.
There's sort of that to it.
Are doing it
and
for
it's,
promotion
and it's not like these people who contribute aren't getting something in return.
Right.
Nine times out of ten, they're getting something cooler than what everybody buying the retail version will get.
Right.
So it works. You're absolutely right. It does hurt the retailer, but it gets the game made in a promotional way. It's a synergistic sort of way.
But
come on, Larry. It's the internet. It's always shitting on the box store. Always. Always.
It's not the internet that's doing it.
Well,
it's the game companies that are doing it.
But they're using the best avenue they have available to them to promote their game. And giving their fans something cooler, giving them a personal interest, a vested interest, and also doing that free promotion because they're going to share their investment is good. Makes good promotional sense. It makes good fiscal sense. It's a good idea.
But that's not what it's about.
What do you mean, what's it about? It's all about money.
No, crowdfunding was all about, especially Kickstarter.
Oh, you're saying what it was designed for. Well, did you know that originally the internet was designed to send science messages from one college to another, and now it's full of cats and porn? So I'm not sure you're... Hey, argument man. Is sound. Yeah, I like I've, cats I've, and porn too.
I've learned a lot of science from that porn. Yeah.
But what I'm saying,
sometimes in the same videos, know, cats and porn.
It was originally a non-profit organization. And that's it's kind of like saying a soup kitchen is the best way to get free food.
You know what? It's immoral, but it's exact. You're right. It
that's
is.
That's exactly the same point. For a game company that's been around for 30 years to use something as an independent game designer, and it, to help them get started,
it does give
it does give
the whole thing. It gives it a different tone. And Archie, I remember that was the one most memorable to me. Archie and got shit on. I remember as soon as
if,
I saw
Michael Bay was doing stuff on Indiegogo.
Exactly. That would almost make better sense. Hey, they fired me. I need something help.
If I hit my second goal of $1 million, I could add 30 more explosions.
And he'd be on GoFundMe. He wouldn't hit Indiegogo. He's not good enough for Indiegogo. But anyway,
yes. It's not that it doesn't work.
Sure.
It's just it bugs me when done improperly.
But it feels like it's almost it feels like it's almost changed from that. It's almost as though we went to the soup kitchen for free food so much that they caught on to it and said, okay, you can come in and eat, but caveat.
It's like, you know,
we're going to tell everybody that you're eating here.
It'd be like a restaurant going, okay, thank you for this meal. I'm going to sell it to this guy, kind of. It's like,
yeah, like, you know, Meals on Wheels, but...
They're
taking it to your mansion.
If a grocery store was then using... food pantries. Or, you know, like, hey.
The manager at Kroger's stopping all the churches in town, cleaning them out.
Yeah, they're using an altruistic thing.
That's awesome. Dude, I'm going to open my own grocery store. What are you going to do? I'm just going to go around and get all the food, act like a poor guy, and go to all the churches.
I'm going to dress up like 30 different homeless people.
Open up a,
I heard the middle school had a canned food drive.
Open up a swap against. We can go in there and get food for trading in your old stuff. It's like a swap meet meets a pawn shop meets a food restaurant.
I think somebody's actually did that.
They do that. It's a thing from Arrested Development. And they're like, we got one dinner plate for fried cheese, for cheese sticks. Three, no sauce. You know,
but
something like that.
That was actually inspired by a real thing.
Oh, it might have been. It might have been.
There was a company where you like either volunteer time at the restaurant or all this other stuff or pay whatever you think it's worth and all this other stuff.
Yeah. So back on these fund me, these crowdsourcing things. I think it's okay for these small companies to do it as long as they're, for any reason, the small people. But if it's a big company doing it, as long as their rewards are actual rewards, like signed 9.8 rated copies. Like, they go and get you the copies rated for like $100, because that's worth it.
Here's what happens.
That would be a cool promotional deal.
There's a company called Cool Minis or Not.
Cool Minis.
Cool Mini or Not.
Okay.
They do all these, they co-sponsor all these games, and they come up, and they do all the minis. So, all the games they release, they basically have somebody else develop this game that has a bunch of minis, and then they release it. But they do it all on Kickstarter. Huh. So then, the people that like their games have already followed it. You know, they're following, it's got to the point where they're people are following all it. So when they follow it, they get it, and they might as well just be selling it directly to the consumer, because that's basically what they're doing.
Sure. That's the benefit of something like that.
At a discount and everything, that's great. But then when we, the retailer, get it, there's no demand for it.
Dude, but that's... The internet cuts out the retailer.
I understand.
Yeah.
But so what I'm saying, so when they come here and they try to convince me to buy a game...
Oh, you bring that up to them.
I'm like, okay, what's the price point of this game? $100. Okay, so you did a Kickstarter where you sold it to the... the customer for 50, I'm going to have to buy it for 50. You didn't let me buy it from the, you wouldn't let me buy a dozen of them then and get it.
You tell them how they, well, what did they say, Larry?
Usually
they probably say, ah, screw you.
I don't know. This is just the new game. I'm sorry. That's not
obviously
my decision.
They do. Obviously. You know, say, well, usually, you go, and I would say, well, you go find out whose decision it is and have them call me, and then I'll buy some of your games.
Now, some of the companies will do something. They're like, we're going to kickstart this game, and if you're a brick and mortar, we'll sell it to you for wholesale.
Within this period.
Right, if you support it. And, you know, and that's good, because realistically, people are either going to play games either at their local game store or at their house.
And
I
have seen
people will play that they need to meet other gamers.
Yeah.
They need to see all this other
and
stuff.
I have seen Kickstarters where they have almost a program, a contribution point for a retailer.
Right, exactly.
Yes,
so
I have seen those.
Are doing it right.
That's a great idea. That's a great idea.
But, like, Ghostbusters is definitely one of those games that was kickstarted.
It's a good idea. I've actually heard about this now that I'm thinking about it.
People have already paid for it.
Yeah.
Most of our customers already have it. I've already
joined the Kickstarter and gotten the game.
Now, we are going to get it this weekend.
And not selling it.
And they haven't got theirs yet.
Who haven't?
The people that paid for it Kickstarter.
Oh.
So a game that we would have sold a dozen copies of.
You can't sell any now.
We're going to sell two to people who didn't hear about the Kickstarter.
Maybe.
Or as gifts.
Sure.
You know, for somebody who's a big Ghostbuster fan or whatever. Because it's coming out right at Christmas and it does look cool.
Yeah.
You know. But all our people that were dying to throw down money at us, they already gave us the Kickstarter.
So how do they not have their copies? What is the reasoning behind that?
Well, they'll be shipped out about the same time.
That's stupid.
And sometimes sometimes it goes the other way. By the time we get the newest Vision of Zombicide, which is another cool.
That's a fun
game.
It's a fun game, little card game.
Yeah. But by the time we get it, the Kickstarter shipped out 6 months ago, 7 months ago.
So now nobody.
Everybody already has it. And all those exclusives, they'll sell.
Oh, sure.
Now,
and the Kickstarters are exclusive. A lot of them come with Kickstarter packaging.
Right, here's the thing. Cool Mini or not, they do, or well, the zombie side at least. All those exclusives to Kickstarter, you can buy late.
Oh.
They're not truly exclusive.
Weird.
But, so a game that.
It's exclusive for a minute. It's like exclusive news. Exclusive preview. Yeah, until tomorrow when I get
it. So, and you know, while I don't mind, a game that the first time we sold 22 copies of. All right. Because it was so big, and they immediately turned to Kickstarter it again.
Yeah.
Everybody that already heard about it, sold those 22 copies to, they just followed the Kickstarter.
That's weird.
So.
No, I get it.
The second one that they came out with, we sold a copy. And that's just the way it happens. I mean, and you know what? That's fine. As long as you're not expecting to sell 22 copies in a second.
Yeah.
So, it's
a give and take almost.
Right.
And as long as they do it right.
So it's a double-edged sword.
But they're wanting their money. And if they can cut the retailer out, of course they're going to cut you out. They're going to cut you out as much as they can.
Yeah. But
comic companies are doing it too with the digital district.
Exactly. That's why I will give props to Marvel. You can come into a store and buy a comic and get a digital code for the same price that you can buy that you'll have to pay to just buy the digital.
That's right.
So, and they're happy to do that. Why? Because you come into the store, you see all their products. You just download the digital.
Well, they can toss you ads, but.
Right.
It's not as impactful.
Exactly.
Internet ads just aren't.
You know,
47 cents.
Did you spend it all already?
No, they don't even give it to you until it's like $100 or something. AdSense cash. It's like 6 months. We're up to like, what was it, $5 or something? Something like that. I know, we're balling. Keep clicking on those ads, people. If you want to do any holiday shopping, first go to OutrightGeekery.com, then click on our Amazon ad, and then buy your Xboxes and Fallout 4s. That would be awesome for me and everybody here. Me first, because I had to put up all that money. But I got those free comics.
But that being said, yeah, it's a great way to expose games.
Definitely. So it sounds like a fun time, too.
But, you know, it's a shame because
I'd have gotten liquored up.
I can't invest in all these games or whatever and go, oh, but knowing I was going to, well, how many did you sell on Kickstarter? You know, did it do this, do that?
Oh, we're talking about that
you
still.
Know, did you Kickstart this? How much is the retail versus that and that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, but there's definitely a lot of good games out there. We're going to have a lot of new good games coming in. So there'll be a lot of
And you can play the demos this weekend, right?
Yeah. And unlike on Kickstarter, you can come play demos here.
Yeah.
We'll
and you know, and some of these Kickstarters, I've heard horror stories where people just run away with your money.
It's really 50-50.
Not even. I heard it was worse than that. A lot of times you get your money back, but it's months later. But the failure rate is really high in a lot of these games. A lot of the Kickstarters altogether are really do well.
And
the comic ones rock.
Oh yeah.
The things that kill me are the Kickstarters for the crazy stuff.
Like
here's $10,000 to make potato salad.
Yeah, and then there's like GoFundMes where people are starving. It's like, hey, I'm losing my car. You send me $10. It's like, that'll break my heart. I don't have $10. I'm one bad accident away from living in my car myself, buddy. You know.
Yeah. Or the let's see. I think there was something like $50,000 to make a giant Lionel Richie or something.
Hello.
Is it me you're looking for?
Dude, I used to make fun of that song when I was young, right? And listen, because the statue that girl made didn't look anything like Lionel Richie. And then later on, I realized that the girl is blind. The girl is blind in that video. And of course, it's not going to look like freaking Lionel Richie. She can't see, and then I felt like a douchebag. And then I'm thinking about it.
Well,
I am. But then I'm thinking about it even harder. And I'm like, man, what a weird sort of video to make about that song. You're going to put a handicapped girl in there. I'm just saying walk like an Egyptian and putting some people in wheelchairs in your video. It is.
The straight slanted sides of the pyramid.
Oh, dude. No way. Cool. What else we got to talk about? What do we got time for? Anything?
Anything and everything. What's hot and new sitting over in your pile there, Adam Norman?
And I want to talk about a book that's not here in the store at all. It's Jason Aaron's new book on Image Comics called The G-Deed. I know you don't like the whole word of that.
It
was sold out for good reason. It's very good. It's been called Biblical Noir. And the book starts with Cain, cursed Cain, walking the earth, 1,600 years after the fall.
Before the people before the flood or something.
Yes, by the end of the book, you really get a feel of what the flood is going to be, or that the flood is definitely on the way. And it's very interesting, very fun take on the oldest story ever told. You know, it's been around forever, most popular book ever written. Jason Aaron's like, screw you, I'm gonna do what I want.
Is that still technically the most popular book ever written?
It's the best-selling book.
Best-selling book ever.
Yeah, best-selling book.
I mean,
with so many different versions of it.
There's one in every hotel in America.
Well, they don't really sell those, so those are given out.
But those people have to buy them.
Yeah, but I don't know if they make around to every hotel. I mean,
but still, there's not Harry Potter in the Sorcerer's Stone in every hotel.
No, but
this guy, I still think it's the best-selling book of all time.
What about other various philosophical books or religious books?
There are
other parts.
You're taking all the versions of the Bible. From the time the Bible was first printed, considering it was the very first book that was printed.
The Torah and the Quran versions of the Bible.
Yes. No. They are Bibles, but we are taking those into account as far as not being as popular.
Yeah. We're talking about
not as popular as selling. I'm trying not to say I'm for one religion or another because I think they're all kind of hooey.
Wasn't originally combined until the 1800s.
Yeah.
Exactly. But we're taking into account every version there. And they keep adding, you know, religions like that. So So it's a very cool book. I don't even remember who's doing the art on it, but the art is very fun. It's very dirty.
Dirty?
You'd expect it to be dirty back then.
Yeah.
You know, people didn't shower. And the first arc is going to follow Kane, and then the second arc is going to follow somebody else.
Huh.
A different character from the Bible altogether.
But in an anthology.
But in the same time period. So he's the quote I read, he's going to do it like Brubaker's Criminal, and you're going to see other people other places. Brubaker's Criminal.
I didn't read that.
Southern Bastards is kind of doing that.
Southern Bastards?
A little bit.
What was that book? That Brian Wood book. Northlanders.
Oh, yeah, Northlanders. Like yes. His Rebels is doing that. Brian Wood's Rebels is doing that as well. So, yeah, if you did not catch that book, you need to find it. It's called The Goddamned. Larry doesn't like me saying that. But get that book. What else are you reading? What is on your stack?
Well, top of the stack, of course, is Secret Wars number 7.
Oh, man. They could add another 8 books to this, and I'd read all of them. Oh, it has been so good. I didn't even read this issue. I'm thumbing through it like 10 minutes ago, 15 minutes ago, or whatever, before the podcast. And just looking at the art, I was like, oh, my, look what is happening. I can't believe they're on that, and they're doing that. Yeah, it was such a cool, and I haven't even read it yet. I haven't
Jonathan
even
Hickman, you can sunk do
my teeth
wants.
Into it. My big question, let's talk about Mr. Hickman for a second. Uh-huh. What is the man going to do when he's done with Marvel? He's not going to write Marvel for a while. There are no books
he said,
announced,
he
and
said
that's
he was
4 months out now.
He said he wasn't going to write Marvel for at least 6 months. And
so by the time this is done, they'll be announcing his new book at Marvel.
Maybe. I don't know.
What do you think it's going to be?
He said at least 6 months.
What would you like him to write? I would like him to write a Guardians book.
He's not going to write that because Bendis has that.
He can take it away. And also, I want him to write another space book. Space Knights?
Space, I would love a Space Knights book.
I want him to write something like that and then have him cross over. He always does better when he has 2 books. Unlike Bendis, who does worse when he has 2 books in the same family when they cross over.
That's all he does is cross over.
Okay, cool. Well, Hickman, what would you like
Hickman,
to see? DC, you're writing the Legion, right?
I would love
Holy
him to write
crap.
The Legion.
Holy
Anything
crap.
With a big, sprawling cast that he can
He could do,
do
X-Men. He could pull
would,
some of the crappiest
X-Men,
X-Men characters
actually.
Out of the woodwork and
I would
make them
love
awesome.
Him
Maggot.
To do X-Men.
Pull Maggot out of the woodwork. I love Maggot.
He would do... Now...
Maybe not Maggot.
It would be... Like, X-Men already is...
Convoluted.
The most convoluted thing.
It's the most
and,
sci-fi. Without Fantastic Four right now,
and,
it's the most
Hickman,
sci-fi
Hickman,
book.
Hickman would not help that. He
no.
would make it way more
Oh,
convoluted.
I would love it.
But it would be a brilliant...
Oh, it would be so fun. Or what else are you reading? What else you got? Batman books.
Screw DC.
Jeff Lemire on Descender has been really good. Yeah.
What are y'all thinking of the Looney Tunes covers?
You know, DC does a lot with variant covers, and I love that they do the theme covers, because it gives... a lot of different artists an opportunity to do weird and different things. And, I'm cool with it.
If Looney
cool
Tunes is your thing, then, yeah, go for it.
The thing about it is they're not forcing you to get these.
Yeah.
You know, they're just saying, hey, here's some cool covers. If you want to, maybe you're into Marvin the Martian. And you want all the Martian Manhunter, obviously, right?
Every month DC has a theme on
Lantern. Martian Manhunter was on...
Green Lantern. Martian,
Marvin was on Green Lantern. See, that doesn't make sense. Isn't there a Martian book?
Yeah, he should have been a Martian Manhunter. But.
Oh, that's stupid. So, no, I hate it now.
Yeah, and...
I hate the idea.
Wasn't Green Lantern actually in a Daffy Duck cartoon?
Yeah, I think Daffy Duck played Green Lantern for a little while.
Yeah,
or some
sense.
Weird, you know... Steal off that.
Yeah,
Duck Dodgers.
Duck Dodgers.
In the 23rd century.
I love that. Oh, man, I love that stuff. What else you got? Batman. This is a pretty special issue of Batman.
He gets engaged, allegedly.
Bruce gets engaged.
I don't know.
I'm so far behind on Batman.
All I know is
I heard there's like a bat cycle now. I want to see that. A bat motorcycle. Awesome.
Yeah.
I thought the bat cycle was sleep, wake, sleep, wake.
Okay, what else?
So
Ultimates.
Here's the book that
that's the book
Elmer
I've been, yeah.
is excited about, The Ultimates.
I have not read it yet. I've only looked at the preview pages that are still available on the internet. I do not want to spoil it. The reason I'm excited for this team is not because it's got an awesome creative team. Al Ewing is killing it right now, and Kenneth Rocafort's art is worth the price of admission.
Avengers is only okay.
Did you read the second issue of that?
Yes, I read
it. It was great.
It was okay.
It was awesome.
It was
I need
okay.
to review that damn book. But anyway, not only is the creative team awesome, not only has it got the most diverse cast in all of comic books right now, with three females, four minorities, racial minorities. And
but it also doesn't feel like it's trying. It doesn't feel like,
exactly. It's not in your face.
It doesn't.
At
yeah.
All.
It doesn't feel like okay. it's throwing it, forcing it down your throat like A-Force is.
What do you mean? It's the most. It's got three females on the team. That's unheard of in
three
comics,
females,
even now.
And then four of them are racial minorities.
Yeah,
but they all are they.
Are what? And who likes Blue Marvel? Nobody likes Blue Marvel. There's only two there's only two characters there who are I would even consider A-list right now, and that's Black Panther, who has only recently in the past few years
become an A-list. He won't be.
He's A-list.
So who is this?
No, he's B-list.
Okay, that's Black Panther, T'Challa.
Okay,
and that's
he's from Africa, right?
Yes, he's from Wakanda. This is the Blue Marvel. I don't even remember his name. But this is America Fiera, or whatever her name is. America Chavez. I don't even remember her name. But her name is America. Captain Marvel, Carol Danvers. And Monica LeBeau, who used to be the former Captain Marvel herself. There's three Captain Marvels on that team. Who or what?
Are they all... So all these three are Captain Marvels?
They used to be, yeah. Not anymore.
One is.
She's the current Captain Marvel. Carol's the current Captain Marvel. But the reason I'm really excited about this team, all those reasons aside, is Galactus is maybe going to join this team.
Well, I heard the first arc they're going up against Galactus.
I heard they're going to talk him into joining the team, and that's their goal. They're like, hey, we found him. But I haven't read it yet, so I'm really excited.
I don't know.
Is it
Galactus
a
on a team sounds awesome. You know, that is his thing, but maybe he's bored.
But lately that hasn't really been his thing, though. He hasn't...
Okay, he was dead.
Cataclysm.
He was dead.
Cataclysm, he was destroying worlds.
Yeah.
But that was really the only
and
recent
I'd say,
I
didn't even
I
notice Galactus in the background when I first looked at this. You're talking about...
It's weird. That art is beautiful because it's subtly gigantic.
Where are the rest of them from?
America.
Okay,
United States. What? So for diversity now, we need international diversity?
Well,
Galactus is from space!
Alright.
And whatever. Jeez.
You just can't make
it. It's just
Larry
not
happy.
Good enough for the
all
these
I know,
people.
All I know is it doesn't.
What do you mean, these people?
The lineup doesn't feel forced down my throat. Like,
exactly.
Like other recent Marvel lineups.
Right,
like
right.
A-Force. A-Force feels.
A-Force does. Uncanny Avengers feels forced. Hey, here's all of our new people on one team.
I'm not saying they're bad.
No,
sure,
me
I'm
neither.
Sure,
me
I'm
neither.
Sure A-Force will be a great book.
You know, a book that does feel affirmative action-y but also does not feel forced, which is also out today. All New Wolverine.
Yes,
that feels like a seamless transition.
It makes
sense. It does. It makes perfect sense. And it's got a great creative team. It's got a fun concept to it. And I'm a big fan of X-23.
Yeah.
I've always been a fan of her. But I think Marvel is doing a good job.
My favorite comic book character who came from a cartoon.
I don't
like Harley Quinn.
I like Firestar.
She's going back to the old school blue and yellow.
Well, she's going to the original. Well, that's not even really. Well,
the original wasn't it brown?
It was more brownish. Yeah, brownish and yellow, like mustard.
Yeah, I think we have an action figure over there.
But he quickly got into the blue once writers who gave a damn about him took him over.
The blue and yellow, I think, is what most people would remember as, you know, the
original. A lot of people, like Len Wein, he's the creator of Wolverine. And
is he
Lynn,
really?
I think so. He created Swamp Thing, too, didn't he?
Yeah, he created Swamp Thing.
But he created Swamp Thing in, like, a Constantine book, didn't he?
No, Constantine was created in a Swamp Thing book.
But wasn't Swamp Thing an offshoot of another book, too? Didn't he create him in another book? Because Wolverine was a throwaway character. He had no use for that.
Yeah, Swamp Thing was from House of Mystery, and Constantine's from Swamp Thing.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean,
but
House of Mystery, like, 30-something? Like,
geez, Larry, you're awesome. I don't know that. I should, but no. It's DC. Well, no, that's DC crap. I don't know that
Vertigo,
crap.
Vertigo, DC.
Well, the range.
Yeah, it's all the same.
Well, and you know, I know because we actually had a first appearance of Swamp Thing. It was like a 12-cent book.
Let's talk about this book.
We sold it for like $300-$400.
Let's talk about the Red Hood and his group of villains.
The Illuminati.
The villains are...
Does he have the Cosmic Cube right there?
And there's a gauntlet right there.
Yeah.
And there's Thor's hammer.
What does this guy have?
This guy's chain? That's the ultimate nullifier.
That is the ultimate nullifier,
dude. So that's weird. I'm not sure why they have all those things. Yeah, I think that ball and chain is
dead
the
Nova.
Yeah, dead Nova, dead Wolverine, dead Iron Man, dead Cap.
Oh, is there a cap attached to that?
To the well, I can only assume that he's attached to the
see
shield.
The Iron Man helmet.
Yeah.
The shield.
Is Iron Man's head in that helmet? I don't know.
Well, yeah, no, you can't see the rest of the suit. But all you see is just the shield sticking up. There's not an arm attached to it.
They have to fit so much symbolism.
And I don't think that means anything. Yeah, I don't think they're going to have the cosmic cube and the ultimate nullifier in the book.
Well, it's the hood. You can never count out the hood.
No, duh. He's awesome. And the writer on this book is Josh Williamson.
Josh Williamson's a good writer.
He writes a book for Image called Birthright, which if you're not reading that, you are screwing up bad. It's a great book. It's every child's dream, that book.
First trade,
I love it. I love it. Such a good book. So definitely get that. And I don't know anything else about that book. It's got the hood in it, his gang of mischief makers, and Josh Williamson's writing it. That's it.
That must be...
That's the Irredeemable, man.
That's the Irredeemable.
The first one. Now he's Black Ant or something stupid.
Well, he's not a...
Is he a robot or
something?
He's
a robot now. He's a...
He's a what? He's a Vision.
No.
He's not a Vision. He's a tiny Ultron.
What is the name of the robots in Marvel? Like the
robots?
The ones who look like people.
Oh,
life model decoy. That is.
He's just
a life model decoy.
I'm not even the comic book guy, and I know this.
He had a brain fart.
He had a brain fart,
man.
He's a life model decoy of the Irredeemable Ant-Man.
So he's dead. O'Grady's dead?
O'Grady's dead. Rick Remender killed him off because Rick Remender's dire.
Dude, that's why I don't read anything from him. Kirkman created him. I bet Remender couldn't wait to kill Kirkman's creation. Bastard. What else is coming out? Carnage. I'm so sad at you for buying Carnage number one.
I
want
to talk shit about it. I can only talk shit about it if I buy it.
Cletus Cassidy was a psychopathic serial killer known for his brutality and violence. Carnage. Jerry Conway, though, he's a legend, man. Oh, the art is really old school looking stylistic art. That's nice. So yeah, Carnage might be a winner. I know some listeners were looking forward to that. And I can't stand this crap either.
Yeah.
Jeff Loeb and Tim Sale doing their color, you know, rainbow characters thing. They got Captain America White number four.
It's just okay.
Exactly. It's just okay. It feels like it was forced. It's like, come on, Captain America White. It hadn't been out forever. Let's get it out. And I hate to say this, but I'm not a fan of Tim Sale's art. I'm just not. His designs are great. He's got great ideas for angles and panel placement and stuff like that. But just his pencils, I just don't like them. I mean, that is brilliant right there. The hand going for the shield and getting stomped on. That's just a really cool angle. But look at that. That looks like, hey, I'm putting you on the railroad tracks, hey. And maybe that's what they're going for. I can't get my voice any higher than this. Look at that. Look at that picture of Red Skull on the first page of number four. I'm sorry, if you like that art... I hate saying that because art is in the eye of the beholder. It's like beauty. You know, it's like love. And it's okay if you like that art. You're just...
wrong.
No, you're not wrong. I just disagree.
If you're Taylor,
you're wrong. That art sucks. And he wouldn't say that. He likes Tim Sale's art.
No, this actually looks kind of like watercolor.
It's just weird to me, man.
It doesn't look like... It's
not a style I like.
I can see why it wouldn't fit in with the normal...
sure, and they're trying to make this an event. I get it. I'm not talking smack on anything else, but see, look, that is a great design right there. Those four small or five small panels just cutting through the top portion of the screen, and then both the eyes. That's just a great design. You know, cool angles, good choices. I just don't like the pencils, man. I hate that guy.
It's a very dark book.
It is really dark. It usually
does. It's a very light penciling, and it seems like they've done a watercolor wash for the background.
I said it was washy. Yeah. Wishy-washy. It's wishy-washy.
But it's okay. That's a very classic wash style.
Yeah, please, put your hands all over his comic. Why don't you just spit on that? No shit.
It's okay on that
just
one.
Wiping his ass, scratching his butt.
No. It's the balls.
The pretty sweaty too.
Sweaty.
Can I have the sticker?
No, I've never taken one of those stickers off my comics. I don't know why.
I took them off, but then I got so backlogged. Like
you
I,
never got.
It's like I stopped for a month.
Yeah.
And then at that point, I got so backlogged.
It got like
that it
Marlboro
was like,
Miles. Yeah. It was Coke like, caps. You got to enter on the internet.
Yeah. And at that point, it was like it's not worth the effort to take them all off. And
dude,
put
they should put
in.
A little barcode under there and let you scan them.
Anybody can scan them.
No, under the cap, so you can't get to it. You know.
Sell you the official Marvel comic scanner. or make it a QR code or something.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Oh, I love QR codes.
I love QR codes. They're fun. So that's it for comics. What other? There was another Image number one book that dropped today. It was called Limbo. I have not gotten to it yet, but I've heard good things so far.
We sold out of it. We ordered it live, though.
You should order it light. If you want an Image book, if you want any book at your comic shop, you need to get it on your list. You get a previews and know exactly what you want. Go to Outright Geekery and check out our news.
And, you know,
we push all that stuff.
Now, Mark's always shouting he doesn't have a crystal ball. You have to say, hey.
Yeah. He tried a seance once. It did not go well. Larry has been here for years. Speaking of which, I need to get another short box. That was a demon joke.
But trying a seance doesn't mean an exorcism.
No, you can. No, I think seance is when you get them here.
Seance,
like I am.
Want to talk to them.
You can bring them through, though. I've heard, man.
I'm not an expert.
Dude, in several comics I've read, they've brought demons through
fair
like that.
Yeah.
So what else is up? What else? We got anything else? Anything else? Nothing.
Nothing. You have nothing.
What else you got going on, Adam? You been watching TV? Movies. Let's talk about movies. I saw Tomorrowland.
It was okay.
You know, people said that...
It's not a super shitty movie or anything, but it's not, you know...
The reviews I was hearing on the internet were, like, hot and cold.
Yeah.
You know, there was no middle. You either got it or you didn't get it. And, dude... I got it.
I just didn't.
It stuck with me for like a day and a half. I had to watch it twice, man. It stuck with me. It was so cool. I really, really had a good time watching that movie. I also watched Inside Out recently. Have you seen Inside Out, the new Pixar?
I have not. I've been meaning to watch that. Pixar is always,
It was good.
Pretty good.
I'll say this. If any other company had done Inside Out, it would be their best movie ever.
But since Pixar did it.
It's maybe top 10, maybe.
Maybe.
I'm more excited about Pixar because I enjoyed the preview, the extended preview for The Good Dinosaur that's coming out later this month before Inside Out than actually Inside Out. I mean, it was cool. It had some great moments. But I was not as impressed as I wanted to be. Still a great movie. And then there was another movie we got. Oh, The New Vacation. It was all right. I saw Jurassic World a couple weeks ago.
Jurassic World's a great movie.
I thought it was just okay. It was a cool... It was exactly what
I
expected from a Jurassic Park movie.
I thought it did a good job...
Of what? Of making Chris Pratt not look cool. He looked stupid in that movie. I prefer my Chris Pratt funny.
No, he was so cool that he wasn't.
He would walk, and you could tell his shoulders were shimmying.
He was so
like,
cool
what do
that
you
he wasn't
want?
Cool.
What do you want? I was expecting him to have a cowboy hat on at one point.
Well, yeah. I mean, he was a bachelor.
My wife was waiting for him to take his shirt off. And I'm like, he's not going to take his shirt off. And he didn't. And I thought he did. Because I was going
to
say another comment.
There was no
reason
for him to take his shirt off.
There was no reason for him to take his shirt off in Guardians of the Galaxy, but we still got that shot.
That was a good shot, though.
Oh, that was a good shot. Dude, that dude's a dreamboat. Larry just lost it. That was a good shot, though. Dude, I freeze it at that shot. I have that poster on my wall. I'm less like Rocket when he gets the gun. Oh, yeah.
No, it's funny, though. Like this. What's funny, though, is...
Dude, that's good for me. I don't have to work out. She's got a great imagination. It works for everyone.
No, what's funny, though, is that with that shot, though, is that my roommate is watching Parks and Rec right now.
Oh, I love that show. That's one of the easily top Chris three
Pratt.
Sitcoms.
Chris
sitcom.
Pratt used to be a fat dude.
Dude, he is a fat dude. There's one scene where their roommate, they get a new roommate, and he gives them advance on the rent, and he's like, you need to go to Bed Bath & Beyond and buy all this stuff. So they go, and they get there, but it's they see all this as-seen-on-TV stuff. So it's like marshmallow shooters, and he sees the Wonder Gym, and he's like, oh, the Wonder Gym, I'm going to get so buff. And then the next season is the season he's doing Guardian, so he's all buff. And the way they play it off is just like, yeah, man, I just quit drinking beer. And that's how he lost all that weight. Yeah. But yeah, that's easily, if you haven't watched Parks and Rec, easily top three of my favorite sitcoms. It's Arrested Development, The Office, and then probably Parks and Rec.
Arrested Development, definitely a good one.
Oh, dude, so good. So good. I didn't mean to move on to a sitcom discussion, but...
We've been going back watching Jericho.
You know, Jericho was a cool show because, I mean, it was good. But the way the fans got behind that show for the last season was, it should have been an example for all of these other shows. Constantine would still be on the air if the people about who wanted Jericho on the air still had that same fervor. Because they did. They won a season, didn't they?
They did.
Yeah.
It was the first season was 22 episodes, and the second season was 8. But
yeah, you got some closure.
Right,
they got out of the salt mine eventually.
Wasn't
there a salt mine?
There was a salt mine, but they weren't trapped in it.
No, they weren't trapped. They hid there because there was a bomb coming. Or that fallout was coming.
Right. That was like in the second episode.
That's what I'm talking about. That's as far as I got in that series. It was okay. My wife really enjoyed it.
You should watch it at least once.
Yeah, my wife enjoyed it. What was that show that was on TNT during the summers about the aliens that's wrapped up now?
Falling Skies.
It was pretty good.
The last season's got repetitive.
Yeah, definitely. But I have yet to catch the very end of that, too. And I need to go back. And I think it's on Netflix now. Noah Wiley is such a good actor, dude. He's great.
When they gave him the second season, they gave him, like, the budget of a soap opera.
Yes, they had nothing.
So, they...
They were at people's houses filming.
They really I don't know, the first one, they had a good budget, and they didn't do all the after effects. It's not, like, perfectly color balanced. It's almost shot single cam.
Yeah, they're like, we're pissing off so many people, we got to give you something, so here, we'll throw you a bone and not do two pilots.
But, yeah, they did actually do a third season comic.
Which I've heard was really good.
Yeah, it was good enough that they then in turn did a fourth season comic.
The Heroes comic that's going on right now as part of the Heroes Reborn.
Prequel, I think.
It's Heroes Vengeance, that's right. Vengeance. It's good. It's better than the show. I don't know how much that says. But it's definitely better than that piece of camp crap that they got on TV again.
It's almost like the first two seasons of that.
I enjoyed the first two episodes of this new season. And now it's just gone, oh, God.
Then it was pretty much...
Well, it got impacted a lot. Yeah.
It got back to repetitive. It's like...
Yeah, I...
And then, of course, yeah, the writer's strike happened or whatever. So then it was like, okay, well, we're going to start the storyline over.
Basically. I had a top of the lot with a throwaway character from that show. Remember the Nikki girl who had seen her, like, reflection and it was a different person? Yeah. But, you know, there was a third triplet, Tracy. She had cold powers. And that was the top of the lot list today, was people with cold powers. Elsa, number one, from Frozen. No argument, no contest.
Okay.
At the sheer thought, without trying, for years, she made a autonomous living snowman who could sing and dance. Well, that's like one of the first things she did. Iceman has been Iceman for 70 years. He still can't do that. His future self can do that, but he can't do that. Blew me away. Elsa. That girl needed Professor X in a bad way. That's what I mean. Perhaps.
Iceman's been around for 70 years. When does he, present self, become the future self?
I don't know.
Show me that picture of myself when I'm older.
We are on Iceman. Do we want to talk about how Iceman... got Iceman out of the closet? Did you hear about this?
I did hear about
Young Iceman came out, which is cool, which is awesome.
I really
but then
like
he went
the way they did that.
Oh,
too,
yeah.
Because Jean Grey being a telepath is like, look, I can read your mind. Yeah, we know. It's cool.
Yeah.
She was kind of a bitch.
Dude, she's a bitch. The young Jean is a bitch. She's like, I'm going to read all y'all's minds. I don't care. Before, it was like a big deal. It was like, Jean, you can't read people's minds. You know, of privacy.
Wasn't Iceman just screw it.
There's Facebook.
But wasn't
she's like the NSA?
Wasn't Iceman just like annoying her one day, and she's like, "Shut up! I know you're gay." Wasn't that like how she did
in 600?
No, like
before
like,
that.
Wait, oh, young Iceman.
Oh, I don't remember
what she
that.
Out young Iceman.
I don't remember that. But maybe.
I think I remember that's the way it was.
That's why she needs Scott. Scott's a level head for her.
The level head is a space pirate. Right?
Not anymore. He's not a space pirate anymore.
I'm just saying, if your level head is a space pirate, it's probably not that level of head.
He wasn't real.
His teacher.
That's different Cyclops.
He
was about X-Men.
He
now.
Wasn't
it's
really a space pirate.
Everybody running around everywhere.
He wasn't really a space pirate. He wanted to be a space pirate like his dad, and then changed his mind.
Okay, so he was a space pirate intern.
Space pirate intern. Love that. That should be a band name. Space Pirate Intern.
Isn't that a plot? Isn't that Peter Quill's backstory? Wanted to be a space pirate?
Kinda. It is kinda. It is kinda.
Only his dad was actually a king.
Yeah. But I'm really cool with the way they did, you know, Iceman. My mom was married with two kids, and I was like 12 when she decided she... Or not, maybe not decided, but I don't know how that worked in her head, but realized, I guess, or came to terms with, or decided to just, blah, be gay.
To
be gay.
Yeah,
or whatever it was.
Or to be open about it.
Or to not fake it, you know, and it sucks that she had to fake it, but I'm kind of happy she did, because I'm hanging out here.
You're
alive. I'm alive. Everybody else hates it. Damn it, I wish your mom would have been gay from forever.
Probably wasn't necessarily faking it.
Do you know, yeah, trying to fit in. She did grow up in the church, and it was a different time, yeah. It was a different time. But, yeah, I kind of respected where they were, the approach they were taking when there were a lot of people on the internet, even people of that lifestyle, you know, from that community, who said, no, that's not cool. He shouldn't have been hiding in himself, you know, that's not a good role model. And it's like, well, he can be a good role model and still have problems. That's what Marvel characters are all about.
Well, and it's
you know,
also, it's one of the, it's a realistic.
It is.
Issue,
it really
you know?
Is. And I think a lot of people miss that whole sort of thing, you know, having to conform to society. And Bobby was a player.
Oh, he was.
He got a lot of tang. He did. He did, man.
I'm unfamiliar with his exploits.
Well, Kitty, at least. I know there was a moment with Rogue when she got her powers, you know, dismissed.
Well, yeah.
Everybody in Uncanny Avengers for Men's Run was banging. Remember, I had that theory. Between the panels, everybody was banging.
Well, and of course, I guess in the movies, you know,
yeah, he's with two different chicks. Yeah. Two different females in that. So, yeah, he got around. So, I mean, it's an important thing. And I think it's the same sort of thing with Captain America going up against these so-called conservatives and them getting pissed. This is what comic books are supposed to do. They're supposed to make social statements. They're supposed to get people talking. It's just easier now because everybody can talk on social media. So it gets up a little bit more. Even the kiss between...
That thing designed to bring science to people.
Even the kiss between Captain America and Thor now. The new Captain America and the new Thor.
Yep.
It's weird to say Captain America and Thor are kissing without immediately seeing Steve Rogers and the Odinson.
I think I prefer that one.
It's hot. That's hot. Are you kidding? I would so watch that.
You're probably thinking of the Chris Hemsworth and whoever did
that. I don't care who it is. I'm watching that. Let me show you my hammer. Larry, I knew that would get him. That's funny.
You have a future writing dialogue for
Oh, that's great.
Are you worthy to lift my hammer?
Oh, yes! Yes! Dude, you have taken this in some weird directions. That's awesome. Oh, man. I want to see that. The new Avengers trying new things. One night, it was extra slow. and it was just Steve and Thor hanging around Avengers Mansion. There was a storm and the power went out. I know Thor can control the lightning, Steve thought. Maybe he's doing this.
This is the voice of someone who's read some Harlan Coben.
My mom used to read the hell out of those, and it makes perfect sense now. You know, she was living weird lives. She's like, I gotta figure out how to do this. I gotta figure out how to be into a guy. Let me read this book. You know. So what else? Do you want me to finish my Captain America Thor fan fiction?
Yes, dude, I bet there's. I bet that's already out.
Dude, I bet there's tons. I bet there's some really good stuff too.
I gotta go.
Yeah, what time is it?
It's 8:30.
Oh, is it? Yeah, I gotta go too. Let's wrap.
Thoughts.
Do a final thought, Adam, and then we'll wrap. You don't have one?
I don't know. Wow. Your porn kind of just.
It did. I kind of derailed the whole podcast. Yeah. And then I was like, okay, wrap it up.
Brain bleach.
Man, I had something.
It's hard to think about anything else.
Yeah. Okay, I'll stay sort of on the same subject with my final thought. I was going to go different places. Definitely go to Outright Geekery. AKA David's got some awesome interviews coming up with some great creators. But they have this app called Tinder. It's like a hookup app, but it's become sort of legitimate where people don't just hook up, they actually meet and hang out. There's an app out there called Rumbler. Have you heard of this app?
No.
It's like Tinder, but it's for fighting. Like, you just swipe one way if you don't want to fight the guy near you. If you're ready to fight somebody, you pull out your smartphone. You open up this app, and it shows pictures of people nearby who are down to brawl, right? And you can swipe one way, just like in Tinder. And if you don't want to fight that guy, you go one. I'm not even sure what the directions are. But if you do want to fight that joker, you swipe the other way.
Okay, so you can send one person out to.
And then it puts you in contact with each other. You know, the fighter, the wannabe fighters, pugilists. And then they get together and they fight. This is what the internet was made for. This is so cool. I want the same kind of thing. Like, I want the Rumbler, like, Watcher app. Where I can go watch them at. They can watch
them
fight.
Get another app to alert somebody with a video camera.
When there's a fight nearby. Yeah. But what a cool idea. So if you're down for fighting, Rumbler. I might do it just to see who's nearby me.
Chuck Panad has just wrote a new version of Fight Club.
Yeah.
Update it.
Yeah, right?
Gomer's going to accidentally swipe the wrong way, though.
Oh, God, there's 8 people ready to kick my ass. Where are you at, midget? I'm going to kick your ass.
They're going to come up to your doorstep.
But it's not going
to
be me.
I'm going to get
a picture of, like, The Rock or something. Dude, have you ever noticed The Rock and Dwayne Johnson look exactly the same? It's uncanny. It's uncanny.
Dwayne Johnson wears glasses. The Rock does not wear glasses.
It's like Superman and Clark Kent. Larry, final thought.
Final thought. On a serious note, do send us any questions you'd love to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously, because listening to Gomer do porn renditions while entertaining.
I'm going to go home and write that tonight.
Let us know anything you want, any questions, whatever.
Definitely.
Gomer at Outright Geekery?
No, you can just do it outrightgeekery@gmail.com or on our Facebook page or send it to our Twitter account @OutrightGeekery. All the places. I think Green Lantern would make the best superhero fanfiction porn, though, because he can do things with the ring. I'm just saying, if I'm thinking out loud about it, Superman stinks, Batman's
that's
old
gonna be
hat.
Like a
the Flash
group
is too joke.
With the Green
yeah,
Lantern.
But he's the whole group. He's the whole group. That's exactly where I was going with it.
Group scene and a solo scene, I'll do that.
Dude, that would be great. And it would be for him. That'd be the thing. He'd be, like, with a girl, and he'd be like, do you mind if I... And she'd be like, no. And then the dude he creates is, like, on him. That's good fan fiction right there. That's, like, a little twist you're not expecting. That's good. Trust me. That's good stuff, man. People would read that and be like, man, this is really good fan fiction. They do. Mark said it. Chicks love the gay porn. They do. They buy that stuff up here.
Yeah,
whatever it's called.
Like, we sell the gay anime love stories to teenage girls all the time.
Those, no, we don't. They have to be legal.
Yeah, they have to be legal. Yeah, well, 18 age.
18, well, they actually, they have PG.
Well, sure, it's just those relationships, those sorts of relationships are covered.
But anyway.
And yeah, but that's cool. I'm all for that.
Yeah, you know, of course, we're going to be doing
I'm going to email them and see if we can get some free copies. Are you? Give them the Jules.
Give them to Jules. Hey, Jules, review these for me.
Here's the shop. We'll be doing a bunch of Black Friday specials.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, you know, we will be planning those, I'm sure, on the day before. So, please, you know, we'll be discussing them over Thanksgiving dinner. So
that's
you know,
that procrastination we were talking about earlier. Exactly. In the podcast.
You guys need to care more, man. You need to give a damn.
Oh, we care plenty. We also like sleep.
Cool.
But check us out in Madison.
Son of Maddie.
All right. Our online, ComicCity2.com. ComicCity2, or Facebook.com/ComicCity2, or OutrightGeekery.com. See you next time. Same bat channel, or same bat time, same bat channel.
He screws that up every
He's
time.
He's got to work on that.
Every time.
He's really, it's been so long since I've seen that show.
You got to work on that. I'm leaving. I'm late.
Yeah.
Later.
I can't believe it's that late.
Podcasting at break of day.